The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 14th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of John Bartlett, Mr. Bartlett of Bartlett's Familiar Quotations. He was born in Plymouth, Massachusetts, 1820. His Familiar Quotations first came out in 1855. He worked in a bookstore in Cambridge, Massachusetts, starting when he was just 16, where he picked up his habit of collecting interesting quotations, starting with the Bible and Shakespeare, and going on from there. It's the birthday of Harriet Beecher Stowe, born in Litchfield, Connecticut, 1811. Her most famous work, of course, was Uncle Tom's Cabin. It was published in weekly installments in the abolitionist paper National Era before it came out in 1852. 3 million copies of the book were sold before the Civil War began in 1861, and it influenced the course of American history by crystallizing opinion in the North against the institution of slavery. She lived in Cincinnati when she wrote the book, and southern plantations were just across the Ohio River. After the Civil War, she set up a school for former slaves in Florida. It's the anniversary of two landmark events of World War II on this same day in 1940. German forces occupied the city of Paris, and the first prisoners were interred in the concentration camp in Auschwitz. Paris remained under German occupation until August 25, 1944, but escaped large-scale destruction during the war. Auschwitz became the largest concentration camp of the Nazis, operated until January 1945. More than 1 million persons were exterminated at Auschwitz, gypsies and homosexuals and Jewish men and women from all over Europe. And it's the birthday of the novelist Mona Simpson, born in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 1957, author of many novels, including The Lost Father, A Regular Guy, B. Maxwell. Novels which explore the themes of mother-daughter relationships and divorce and absentee fathers and small-town America. Mona Simpson, who said, "What I'd finally say about truth and autobiography is that all writers are probably trying to get at some core truth of life, at some configuration that is enduring and truthful. I just haven't found the truth to be my vehicle." Here's a poem for today, an old English ballad, The Death of Queen Jane. King Henry was sent for in the hour of her need. King Henry came to her, and he came with all speed. King Henry bent over her, and he kissed her on the lips, crying, "What ails my flower? Her eyes are so dim. Henry, dear Henry, as I take you to be, pray open my right side and save my baby. Oh, no, Queen Jane, that never can be, to lose my sweet flower just to save my baby." Queen Jane turned over, and she fell into a swoon. Her right side was opened, and the baby was found. How bright was the morning, how yellow was the bed, how costly the shroud that Queen Jane was wrapped in. 6 men picked her up, and they carried her along. King Henry followed after, with his black mourning on. King Henry, he wept, and he wrung his hands till they were sore, crying, "The flower of England will never bloom no more." The Death of Queen Jane, a traditional ballad. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.